don't forget that geographical proximity. And we talked about those other things. Okay, let's move over now to page 27. You need to know unique selling advantages about your company. And, you know, if I went around a room and I said, tell me about CECO, you know, probably everybody in the room would have a different reply. Well, there's probably one better response. And that's something that takes some thought and is usually put together by a group. Okay, unique selling advantages. When somebody asks you about your company, what do you say? If you don't know what to say, you're in deep trouble, because this is a question that's going to come up every day. Oh, CECO Tools. Tell me about CECO Tools. So, what are examples that are not good about unique selling advantages? If you look on page 27, examples that are not good. Our company is in business for over 20 years. We are a division of the XYZ company. We are an industrial distributor. We are the broadest, we provide the broadest and best line. You know, not good. Examples that are good. We have 30 technical specialists in the Detroit area ready to help you solve problems at a moment's notice. That's a good one. 96% of the time, if you order by noon, you get delivery the same day. That's a good one. 99% of our orders are shipped or packed directly from our stock. That's a good one. We have a location right down the street from you. So, you know, what kinds of statements could you make about CECO so that when somebody asks you, well, tell me about CECO, okay? Well, you know, I would be my guess, and I don't know this for sure, but it would be my guess that not too many people realize how huge CECO is and the accomplishments that CECO has achieved over the years. And I'm sure somewhere around there's a list of these things, and you could put together something, and you just kind of memorize it. So when somebody asks you about it, you don't say, oh, we're this or we're that, you know. I mean, CECO's certainly a world's leading supplier with locations. I don't know if it's in 150 countries. I've seen those kinds of signs on other websites. I don't even know how many countries there are, but 150 seems reasonable. In 150 countries, do you know, Magnus, how many countries CECO's in? But it's probably, it could be 150 countries.
160.
Huh?
I think the latest one we're alluded to is like 160.
160 countries. So, you know, in 160 countries, you know, and employing how many people?
Was it 53% of our product lines less than 5 years old? Or something?
Yeah, it's a lot of new products. And I would say you could make a statement. I don't know if this is true, but the world's leading producer of new carbide cutting tool technology. Could you say that? Maybe you could. Huh? I was reading on your website Duratomic stuff. Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. Okay, now we're...
That wasn't me, right?
No. What a sissy. I didn't know Fred was...
I'm from Texas, man.
Yeah, that's right. His blood...
My blood's thin.
Yeah, he needs a quart of, what is it, Jack Daniels, or what are they...
I think a drink back there would serve a double purpose for a fat guy.
Yeah. Cool down, sit right by the
right
donuts.
Right next to the food and the door?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
John, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What a business, like, that we're in business over 80 years, that impresses a lot of our customers.
There's some people that might say an old company is a screwed-up company. You might say that because they got all the old thinking and all the old overhead and all the old stuff, and I don't know. But
we're brand new. We started January 1.
No, it's just an old company.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Magnus.
An old company is still in business, and we're leading what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know,
okay.
Been in 80 years, it looks good.
Yeah. Well, you know,
our name changes. You know, 10 years.
What you might want to do is you might want to make a list of what you think you should say, and then send it to your boss and ask him what he thinks, or send it to the guys in the class and see what they think. But the ultimate thing is that, you know, two or three heads on this could be better and come up with a list of things. World leading's got to be in there. Innovative tooling solutions, that's got to be in there.
What our name means.
And 80 since, you know. 1920?
Our name means I cut. You know?
Oh, is that right?
CECO, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know where that would be in the thing, but, you know, somewhere maybe, but, you know.
Well, I mean, you know where you think it belongs.
But, you know, make a list of things that people can identify. And I think the thing with logistics, the thing that struck me about CECO when they bought us, they had this whole a logistics organization, and they had such a focus on, and I think it was like an executive level position to be, you know, in charge of logistics. I didn't even know what logistics meant. You know, when I was with GE, that was just like, hey, we had the shipping department, get it out, you know, build it, get it out. And, you know, logistics department sounded like a much more strategic way to deliver stuff. How are the deliveries in general?
2 days.
Is everybody happy generally with deliveries?
Yeah, great.
Everything
good
morning. We've had some stock.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, the name of the game is you got basically good delivery on over 90% or whatever it is. So having those numbers and tell them, you know, we're a world's leading in most innovative or whatever with, you know, 96% off the shelf. But, you know, you got to come up with these yourself because I don't know exactly what the words are, but I'd be happy to develop them for you guys if they want to pay me to do it. And I'll spend the time and research it and so on and come up with a lock set. Okay, so once you got the unique selling advantages, then you know about your company. That's first.